I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Lately, I have been kind of overwhelmed, and I'm not even sure exactly why it is, but honestly, I've been sitting here since for over an hour now trying to record a single episode of this, but I've just been so overwhelmed. So this is different from what I thought I was gonna do today. And I found, or God has shown me, this passage in Psalm, and we're gonna be in Psalm 61 today. And this is a prayer for a troubled heart, is what my Bible titles it. But really, I'm just going to title it a prayer for when I'm overwhelmed. And some of us are overwhelmed. And I don't think it's a sin to be overwhelmed. It happens with life. But holding on to this stuff, holding on to these things that really tear you down is destructive. And some of the things that tear you down, you and I both know it's not always bad things. I do a lot, and it's not like the things that I'm holding on to are bad. It's just I'm holding on to so much. And I was just telling my friend not too long ago, one of my friends, I stretch myself out way too thin. And here we are. God has shown me this today, and I automatically, just like that, it was not 5 minutes ago, I was on the ground praying because I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do. And now here we are. God has shown me this, and he's helped me. So we're going to pray real quick just so I can have some clarity of mind, and we're going to get started. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day, God, and I thank you that even though I'm overwhelmed, you can use your words, God, not mine, to share your wonderful truth with these people. And I thank you that you are so gracious to me, and I thank you that you are a fortress in which I can hide. And I just pray that you please help me to say only what you want me to say, and I thank you that I know you will. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Verse number one of Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Now, David was an interesting guy because he knew how to get a hold of God's ear. He knew how to talk to God. And that's something that I've been wanting to do better lately. It's just learning how to address God. And I think David did a great job here. But he said, from the ends of the earth I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. And boom, hit my heart. I mean, just like that, I knew this is what God wanted me to talk about because it's what he's been trying to deal with me with. Will I cry to thee when my heart is overwhelmed? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There's not much that really needs to be explained there. And it tells you who the rock is that's higher than him. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. When we trust God, when we cry to him, when we're overwhelmed, this is what he says. He's the rock that is higher than we are. He's a shelter for me, and he is a strong tower from the enemy. And that's amazing. And that enemy is Satan. That enemy might even just sometimes be your situations that you find yourself in. But God, it's the things he uses just hits home every time. God is a strength for me when I'm inside of his house. And that house that I'm inside that I'm comforted in is a strong tower that keeps the enemy out. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to keep reading down though in verses 4. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, and thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So this last little chunk here is talking about how God has heard his vows. He's heard his promises. And so long as David keeps these promises, the things that God wants him to do, it says he will prolong the king's life. He will prolong David's life. And I think that's even relatable to us, not only in this life. I think that if we trust God, it gives us a longer life because then God has no reason to take us out of it unless it's for his glory, right? So, but also we have a prolonged eternal life. Our life is forever long, guys, and I get so caught up in the now. I do. I was watching this person, this video, and he had this long rope. It was stretching all across the stadium, or not the stadium, the podium. And there was a little piece of tape on the end of the rope. And he said, this little tape is representative of your life. This little tape here on earth. And then he waved the rest of the rope and he said, this is representation of your life in a whole. And we're so worried about the little piece, the little part that we're in right now. And we get so caught up into doing things right now that maybe don't even matter. Maybe we just overwhelm our stuff. Maybe we try to do too many good things and it just kind of slide. The things we're supposed to be doing is sliding away. I've had that happen before. Actually, I've had that happen just recently. I tried doing all of these things and then the things that I'm trying to do, the things that God's called me to do, I've just kind of slipped away from. We worry so much about the now when there's an eternity. There's an eternity, and the way we spend the rest of eternity is judged on how we spend our life now. Will we be overwhelmed? Will we be overwhelmed by things that come into our way? And it's not wrong for you to be overwhelmed. It wasn't wrong for me to be overwhelmed. But right when God showed me, hey, you need to pour your out before me. I made an entire episode, guys. This is what getting overwhelmed does. It makes you just forget. And it's all starting to come back to me as I'm talking about it. You just kind of forget all of the things that you've already known, right? I made an entire episode about this is my confidence, right? And it was Psalm 62:8, trust in God at all times, ye people. Pour your heart out before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. God is a refuge for us. And we get so caught up into thinking that we need to do what he says, or not what he says. We get so caught up into thinking that we need to do everything right now that we overwhelm ourselves. And then we miss the big picture. We miss what God actually wants us probably doing. What God actually wants us to do, because we aren't pouring our heart out before him. We aren't being real. And we're keeping all this stuff inside. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Are you willing to get to the rock that's higher than you? And in the next chapter, actually, it's interesting because the Psalms really weren't written together. They were just, put in the Bible, and they're just songs that were put in the Bible, kind of like a hymn book. But the next chapter in Psalm 62, it says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. That verse goes so well with what we just read. My soul waiteth on God, and my salvation comes from him. We need to realize that God is our strength. It's not the things that we do. It's not the things, all the good things that we do, all of the people that we talk to, all of our friends, all of our family. It's all of our refuge, all of our salvation. It comes from the rock that is higher than us. And we need to grab a hold of that. Because if we don't grab a hold of that, if we let it slip like I have this past week, if we've let it slip and we let it get out of our eyesight, you know, Satan, I can promise you that Satan is not going to make me walk away from God. He's not. I love God too much to ever walk away. But something Satan does know he can do is he knows he can put so much on my plate. He knows that he can put certain things in my life that'll get me distracted. And that's how he got me this past week. And maybe there's some of you that Satan's got you from being overwhelmed because he got so much going on. Listen, God is a refuge. Pour your heart out before him. God hears your cry from the ends of the earth. That when you cry to him and when your soul is overwhelmed, like mine just recently was, and probably like a lot of yours are, when your soul's overwhelmed, that is when God does his best work. So I'm going to pray, and I hope that this has been a help, because honestly, this has just been a revelation for me as I'm reading through this. I read through it before I started talking about it, and now just talking through it has helped me a lot, and I hope it can help you just to see how I'm not a perfect person. I get overwhelmed. But God, even just in the 10 minutes that I've been talking, God can just completely rejuvenate your soul. Just completely revive it, okay? So let's pray, and we will close off until Thursday. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day, God, and thank you for how wonderful you are to me, even though sometimes I lose sight on what I'm supposed to be doing, God. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have such a narrow mind and I get too overwhelmed, God. But I thank you that you are stronger than I am and that you are a fortress. And you can keep the enemy out, God, but you can keep me safe inside. I thank you for that, God. And I also thank you for the people that are listening who have sat through 10 minutes of me just finding you again, God. And I just pray that you please help this to show that even the people that you might think have it perfectly, they don't. I don't have it perfectly, God. But I need your help to get me through, as does everybody else here. So I just pray that you please help my soul and help the soul out there that is overwhelmed, God. Maybe by even doing too many good things. Just help them see the glory in waiting on you and finding the rock that is higher than them when their soul is overwhelmed. I thank you for everything you are and everything you do. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.